From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Researchers at the USDA's Agricultural Research Service bred four cotton lines that can be used to create self-extinguishing textiles when exposed to fire and reduce the need for flame-retardant chemicals embedded in the fabric. According to MorningAgClips.com, a recent study published in Plus One shows the cotton lines were developed from cultivated cotton varieties that possess a novel flame-retardant trait. When exposed to an open flame, the fabric self-extinguishes, unlike regular cotton fabric. Groups representing agriculture, infrastructure, housing, and petroleum filed a legal challenge to the new Waters of the U.S. rule. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart says the Biden administration's WOTUS definition is an attack on farmers and ranchers and will be fighting back in court. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says the new rule creates uncertainty for farmers and ranchers, even if they're miles from the nearest navigable water. Farm lending activity continued to gradually increase, along with further growth in loan sizes. The California Federal Reserve says the average size of a non-real estate farm loan was about 20% higher than a year ago and drove an increase in lending volumes for a fourth straight quarter. Average interest rates on farm loans rose sharply alongside higher benchmark rates and reached a 10-year high, putting additional upward pressure on financing costs. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.